Christian rights groups are upset with musical diplomacy in North Korea. AIDS orphans are the focus of camp ministry in Zambia, and a training center helps equip missionaries to reach hard-to-reach places. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A concert in Pyongyang, North Korea by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra from the United States is being criticized by Christian rights groups. The president of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, wasn't impressed.
The tragedy is that tens of millions of North Koreans are starving. It's the number one persecutor of Christians in the world and subject its very own people to the most horrible state of life. I think it's a sham that New York City Philharmonic played there, and none of this was ever brought up.
200,000 Christians are believed to be imprisoned for their faith. Muller likens what they did to playing in front of Adolf Hitler during the Holocaust. Muller says the secret to seeing regime change in North Korea is prayer from God's people and...
is the fact that we can support Christians working for peace and working for justice within the society of North Korea, and that we can bring about a spiritual change in that country that will bring about a political change.
Go to our website to support their work. Meanwhile, 10 states in India are looking at elections with a general election scheduled for 2009. Christians fear more violence could accompany the political season and push anti-conversion bills forward in places like Andhra Pradesh state. Joel and Karen Hayes head up Book of Hope's program in India in Andhra Pradesh. With a law impact them?
On one hand, no, it won't affect us directly because we have avoided those areas. It does affect some of our partners. And we have had situations where there has been retaliation that has caused the local group to certainly withdraw from the exposure that they were previously having.
Karen says they're working with a partner to cultivate this program.
We've called it Hope Clubs, and this is for kids with really no biblical worldview. So this club will allow children to hear and more fully understand and be discipled so that they have a more full knowledge of who Jesus is and what he can be in their life.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Each month, AMG International reaches more than 80,000 people in India. Much of that's done by national workers. Well, this month, AMG staff and pastors from the U.S. lead a Hope for India conference to train pastors. Not only are they trained on biblical subjects, some even come to Christ during evangelistic meetings. AMG's work is concentrated in Andhra Pradesh, and national workers often travel to remote villages. Pray for courage and strength for those who take on the task. Next, Every Orphan's Hope runs a Bible Camp outreach ministry designed to share the gospel with the AIDS orphans of Zambia. Called Camp Hope, President Gary Schneider says it's one way to build relationships between the community and the local church.
Many times it's 5 to 7 churches in a local community to host a Bible camp. And over those 4 days, the gospel of Christ is shared with them. They're loved on, they're cared for, fed 3 meals a day, provided with blankets and a Bible. And it's just a powerful outreach opportunity for the local churches.
The curriculum's designed to anchor life-transforming messages in the hearts of the orphans. There's an urgency that requires many to be involved.
We are asking the Lord to give us 1,100 orphans at our camps. And it costs about $30 to support an orphan for that week at Bible camp to provide the food and clothing and such. So we would just really appreciate the prayers of your listeners and their support, maybe just sending even one child to Bible camp this year.
And New Tribes Mission wants you to help 3,000 tribes who haven't heard the gospel before. Their missionary training center equips Christians to plant tribal churches. One couple's training allowed them to plant a church among an Indonesian people group. The tribe has an intricate language that reveals a dark side. Now they hear Bible lessons in their own language. New Tribes' comprehensive 2-year program can help expand your reach in the world. Learn more, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.